I'm sorry about today's episode. Unfortunately, there was something going on with the mic yesterday, and it seems to have fixed itself now. Thank you for pods like us for letting us know that the audio was messed up in this episode when it was originally released at midnight. So we have re-recorded all of the segments that needed to be, and hopefully it's sounding better today. And please go give a listen to Pods Like Us podcast. Waka. Hello, I'm B. Nicole, and this is Buried on the Tundra. I wish to acknowledge that I record this podcast on the ancestral land of the Yupik Chupik people. I acknowledge this is not only in thanks to the indigenous communities who have held relationships with the land for generations, but also in recognition of the historical and ongoing legacy of colonialism. Additionally, I acknowledge this as a point of reflection for all of us as we work towards dismantling colonial practices. In July of 2013, the Native American Rights Fund and Co-Counsel brought a lawsuit against the Alaska Division of Elections and the Alaska Lieutenant Governor on the behalf of the Arctic Village Council, the Native Village of Hooper Bay, Traditional Village of Togiak, Veneti Village Council, and two individual Alaska Native voters. The lawsuit stated that the governor, lieutenant governor, and Division of Elections failed to enforce the guaranteed language assistance under Section 203 of the Voting Rights Act and the voting guarantees of the 14th and 15th Amendments of the United States Constitution. The lawsuit pointed out that for decades, the government had never provided language assistance to the Alaskan Native voters. Without the language assistance, the Alaskan Natives could not meaningfully participate in elections. In June and July of 2014, the case went to trial. On September 3, 2014, the court found that the state of Alaska had violated the language assistance rights of the Alaskan Native people. The court ordered the state to provide written and audio translations of all pre-election materials distributed in English and posting of bilingual translators at all polling places. If you go to elections.alaska.gov and click on the menu, there is a drop-down that will take you to the language assistance. There you can find language assistance for several different languages, including General Yupik, Northern Sound Kotlik Yupik, Yukon Yupik, Hooper Bay Yupik, Bristol Bay Yupik, Chivak Chupik, Inupiaq, and the Aleut language. You can find case pictures, source materials, and a case map showing you the locations of each of the villages I've talked about. Go to buriedonthetundra.com. You can follow me on Facebook at Buried on the Tundra. You can also follow me on Instagram at Buried on the Tundra Podcast. Like, subscribe, review the podcast on whatever platform you're using. Unfortunately, Buried on the Tundra will not have a new episode on the 26th or the 5th of March. The next episode will be released on March 12th. And if you would like to know what that episode will be, there will be a Facebook and Instagram post on the 8th to tell you exactly what that will be, just like the normal weekly posts on Wednesdays. So keep an eye out for that. If you'd like to suggest a case, please send an email to buriedonthetundra@gmail.com. warmest wishes from the coldest state.